In the previous video, I entertained the idea of intelligence being an algorithm that humans sort of run. Like humans are the iPhone, and intelligence is just one of the many apps. And that basically the function of intelligence is to approximate the real world. Like you do a set of actions in the real world, and it updates your weights, essentially. And I wondered if intelligence was just a sort of curve fitting around reality. Couldn't computers also draw a curve, assuming they had the same line of direct access to reality in the future? This led me to ask, what if AI could draw an approximation in the future or write an intelligence app that is more functionally useful than ours? And as a truth seeker, as someone who seemingly enjoys asking and struggling with hard questions, I couldn't shed this thought once it latched onto me. I guess that you have to know about me that the meta trait that leads me to ask questions is the same trait that led me to questioning AI in the first place. And that led to a place of skepticism, backed by experience and whatever theories I had scaffolded in place to make sense of the landscape. It is a process more than it is a sort of fixed place. And trust me, I wish I could just be a stable place for you, a place where you know what you'll get when you come here. You come and you get the AI skeptic, the AI roaster, the place where we hang out and laugh about this crazy world. This would be way better for business. Instead, you sort of just get someone that struggles with the truth. And the process, in a sense, never ends. I think many of you saw my last video and thought, oh my God, he's turned to the other side. He's gone. Unsubscribed. But that's just not how any of this works. I shared with you a snapshot of what I've been thinking about that week, maybe even that day. It's just a photo, and not all photos will be the same. I think if you bear with me, the end result might not be one particular fixed ideology, but it will be a lens that hopefully helps you and I make sense of an ever-changing, fast-moving world, explained in simple terms. Sometimes we will take ugly detours, yes, but it's part of the journey. With that said, let me share with you the antidote to my last video and why I understand now that I was wrong about being wrong about AI. Intelligence isn't an algorithm humans run. Humans are the intelligence algorithm. And while my personal sort of private beliefs are not totally secular and are a random concoction of ingredients, allow me to speak the secular language as a sort of ground base here. And I think actually we can come out with a pretty spiritual, beautiful result using just secularism and materialism. And if you're not familiar with materialism, it just means essentially that there is nothing outside of matter. There's no magic soul or God stuff. I think it's better to look at intelligence as something that was built from very simple things early on 4 billion years ago. Essentially self-subsisting systems wherein each system builds and maintains itself. And these small building blocks combined and joined slowly but effectively over the billions of years through a process of search, searching chemical and physical combinatorial space to explore what results in more loops subsisting and proliferating. This is a somewhat crude summary of autopoiesis. This search process ended up building us. And secularly, we say that it built us not because it had a goal of building us, but that the search process, the thing that yielded subsistence and survival, sort of ended up here. And I suspect that this search process is the most expansive and thorough search process in the known universe. Or is the universe, really? And I think it's right to be in awe of it. And so, in a sense, to get to intelligence, you have to repeat the work. You have to repeat the 4 billion year search process and build up to intelligence from the very simple layers billions of years ago. There is no skipping the steps. There is no reverse engineering the human brain because essentially, it's all just gunk. It's an amalgamation of chemistry and matter into one sort of homogeneous goo. And that goo doesn't have design. It sort of just is a very particular solution, or perhaps arguably the only solution to the puzzle of subsistence and survival. Are you still with me? And look, I'm not a philosopher or physicist. I'm just a dude trying to find mental models to wade through reality. All of this to say, I understand now. The reason we can't build intelligence with machines is because intelligence doesn't exist abstractly in the real world. It's not something that the human species models. It's something we are. And if you want to build it, you have to do the work that nature did. And in a sense, you cannot reverse engineer something that doesn't have design. You might get lucky with a few patterns here and there, but in all, it's simply not amenable to study. This means that truly, the best we can do is model this thing we've extracted arbitrarily from the human called intelligence. Intelligence doesn't actually exist. It's just an arbitrary set of behaviors we've extracted from human behavior and assigned it that label. The best AIs can do is model that behavior, create a mathematical model of it, which of course we know is a painting, not the landscape. It's a map, not the terrain. I now understand that there is no real path to AGI, and not because humans are special, not because we have something extra-dimensional about us or spiritual or immaterial. It's not closed off to the silicon realm. Computers can do intelligence in theory, but they'll have to do the search. They'll need to do the billion-year search. What we're doing now are simply hacky shortcuts that yield snapshots of intelligence as depicted by the things humans tend to say. That's the training data. And it's hoping you can reverse engineer their mind and world from these phrases. It's somewhat very ludicrous, actually. Humans are, even speaking secularly, beautiful creatures. And we're not beautiful because of our soul or consciousness or spirituality. We're beautiful because we're the apex of a 4 billion year search process. And I don't believe there are shortcuts to getting here. Otherwise, I suspect the search process would have found that. So yeah, I think we're back now. AI is cool. It has some use cases. But there's no such thing as AGI. Heck, there's no such thing as intelligence, period. There's just this thing we are. A species of creature that is one, or perhaps the only particular path down the chemical search tree. And computers are simply not creatures. They are not the same thing. They are abstract entities. They are virtual. You can create something useful with them, but you cannot create creatures with them. And without creatures, there does not exist the thing we call intelligence. Because creatures equals intelligence. We do not contain or model intelligence. We simply are intelligence, wholly, totally, indivisibly. Thanks for watching.